concern of Avodah Zarah about the fact that the Chashmonaim had to construct the new Mizbeach, because the regular Mizbeach and the Bayis Sheni had been used for Avodah Zarah purposes. And the Gemara says when the Mizbeach is used for Avodah Zarah, so it's Moos Lagavoyah. That's how long. Just like a behemoth, which is mukta b'nevad, an animal which was used for Avodah Zarah purposes, may not be offered as a korban to Beis HaMikdash. So too, if you have stones that were used for Avodah Zarah purpose, and you want to use them for a mizbeach, so it's not allowed. The Gemara has a whole discussion. We have a famous din, Alehem al haharim, Alehem al haharim, Alehem. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah said the regular mizbeach and the Bayis Sheni had been used for Avodah Zarah purposes. And the Gemara says when the Mizbeach is used for Avodah Zarah, so it's Moos Lagavoyah. That's how long. Just like a behemoth, which is Mukta B'nevad, an animal which was used for Avodah Zarah purposes, may not be offered as a korban to Beis HaMikdash. So too, if you have stones that were used for Avodah Zarah purpose, and you want to use them for a Mizbeach, so it's not allowed. The Gemara has a whole discussion. We have a famous din, Alehem al haharim, Alehem al haharim, Alehem. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah says, you have to destroy all the bati Avodah Zarah when you come into Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Biur Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah comments on the pasuk, Rashi and Chumash quote this. Elohim Ahaharim, Elohim Ahaharim, Elohim. Only if they have an Avodah Zarah that's positioned on top of the mountain. What if they worship the mountains themselves? What if they worship the Kubala Karka? So the Kubala Karka is Karka Olam, doesn't become us. So the Gemara says, nevertheless, even though Karka Olam doesn't become Asiba Hanoah, Avodah Zarah, if a Goy or Jew worships Avodah Zarah, so the thing is Asiba Hanoah Lehedyot. You're not allowed to gain it, you're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to be Amazon. It's Asiba Hanoah for all purposes, not just Moos Lagavoy. Nevertheless, even though there is a din that the Chubar is not Asiba Hanoah, only Tolosh becomes Asiba Hanoah Lehedyot, but if a Goy worships the Dovah HaMchubar LeKarka, then it's Moos Lagavoy. So you're not allowed to use it to build a mizbeach. Let's say they worship stones that are mechubah lekarka. So even though those stones don't become asa b'hanor, all the hedyot, but they become moos lagavoyah, you may not build a mizbeach. But it becomes Moos Lagavoyah, you're not allowed to make a Mizbeach. I think Mar has a such as Moos. Moos. It's that Lagavoyah, it means for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Asher is the Gemara's kasha, the Hapasim in the Chumash that says the tree. Asher is also, how can it be? It's the Kubala Karka, the Karka Domi, how can they ask about Hanor Dom as the Kubala Karka? So the Mishnah says that it's only either if they planted it as a Shem Kach in the first place, Chilas HaNatiyah was the Shem of the Zohar, then it's also Ba'anoah, or if they have a tree that's already growing from a long time ago, and then they chisel off a couple of branches, the Shem of the Zohar, they chisel off some branches and it starts to grow additional branches then. So the additional branches that grow will be also Ba'anoah. The original tree that was there before they made it into an Avodah Zarah, will remain Mutta Ba'anoah. There's a whole Machlokes HaTanaim exactly what the din is in Asher. How much of the Asher is also Ba'anoah, and which circumstance? Then the Gemara has a whole discussion regarding this din of Moos Lagavoyah, that Hamashtachta La'avonim, Hamachuborim LeKarka, even though they remain Muta Bahanoah, because Karka Olam doesn't become Asa Bahanoah, nevertheless it's Moos Lagavoyah. Does that only mean Moos Lagavoyah La'mizbeah? What about for mitzvahs? Let's say Hamashtachta La'dekel, somebody bows down to a goy, Jew bows down to a tree. He deifies an esrik tree or a lulav tree, a dekel is a lulav tree. So would the lulavim that grew on that tree be pasul mitzvahs lulav or not? The asrogim, the arabis, the hadasim. Do you say that the din of Moos Lagavoyah, that mishtach for the mechuber, is Moos Lagavoyah, is only Lagavoyah means in Beis HaMikdash, for a korbanis ma'amish? Or do you say that even for all mitzvahs, you also have a din of Moos Lagavoyah? That's a shayla and a din derabbana. It's not really a din deras. That's a shayla and shulchan aruch what the halacha. So we have, the Gemara says we have two dinim. We have a din that you cannot, if a person deifies a dovah hamechubah lekarka, he deifies karka, it doesn't become osabahano, but it does become Moos Lagavoyah. You're not allowed to make a mizbeach out of the yavonim that someone worship. We have another din of eilon amosa dovah sheinu shaloi. Let's say you have a table, or you have a valise, or you have a menorah, and I deify it. All of a sudden I start bowing down to your menorah, and I believe that it has heavenly powers, runs the whole world, and I can So the din is that ain't on the most of Dovah Shena Shalom. If I bow down to your property, it doesn't become Osman unless he gave me permission to deify. With your issues, then it does become Osman. That's what the Gemara says on the Asherah. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how could the Goyim, the Eretz Yisrael, who worship the Asherahs, how could they ask for those Asherahs? I ain't on the most of Dovah Shena Shalom, and Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Jews since the days of Avraham Avinu. And Hashem told Avraham that he should take a walk, he should be kindness, he was kind of the whole Eretz Yisrael. So how can the Goyim, if the Goyim planted an Asherah that belonged to them, they took the seeds and they planted it, so maybe it's this. But if there were trees growing already, they just chiseled it off, and that kind of an Asherah, that you're asking the Kala, how about the branches that are going to grow? The Gemara of Yisrael has a whole discussion on that Kasha, should be Enon Mozadova Shein HaShavot. So the Gemara answers to that Kasha, Enachinami, that originally when they worshipped the Asheris, they didn't become Osavan Ro, but then when Bnei Yisrael worshipped the Ego, and they said, Eila Lehecha Yisrael Loshen Rabim, Elohecho, they didn't say that this one Ego is the Avodah Zarah. It said, the Ibul Elohus Harbe, the Gemara says, they wanted to worship all Avodah Zarahs in the world. It was such a Mishigas. And they wanted, and they gave permission at that time to any Nochri to worship L'Avodah Zarah, any property that belonged to them. So at that time, the Gemara said, the Asheris and Eretz Yisrael became Osavana. Strange Gemara. So the Gemara makes a distinction over here. We have two cases where L'Avodah Zarah doesn't become Osavana. One is when it's Mechubel HaKark, and one is when it's Adov Hashem HaShaloi. So the Gemara says, it's a different flag of Oya. If it's Mechubel HaKark, even though it's Mutal HaHedyot, the Meshtach V'Lahor is Mutal HaHedyot, it doesn't become Osavana, but L'Avodah, it is possible. It's most L'Avodah. Hashem came in the klal of Enon Moshe Dov Hashem Shalom. That means that if it doesn't belong to me, my act of Avodah Zarah doesn't answer it. So then the Gemara says it doesn't even answer it. Hashayla, the Gemara says it doesn't even answer it like Avoya. Why? My Avodah Zarah doesn't relate to your objects. It's even Mutal Avoya. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? And if I Hashem when the Chashmonaim came, they had to construct the new Mizbeach. Why? Because the people worshipped, they used the Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash Avodah Zarah. Didn't the klal of Enon Moshe Dov Hashem Shalom belong to the Jews? No, this is by Shani. Not the egg. The permission was only given at that moment to the Shas Chet Eidol. It wasn't the permission to Kala Habo. The God is going to worship my Gemara or something. He's going to worship me. So you don't say, Automotive Dabba Shani Shalai gave permission. They gave permission to Shas Eidol, and that's all. It was a one shot affair. And then after the Chet Eidol was over, they no longer gave permission. So the Gemara discusses this Kasha. What happened to the Kral of Enon Moshe Dov Hashem HaShaloi? Why couldn't they just use the golden Mizbeach? Some of the Jews worshipped Avodah Zarah also. Some of the Jews used the Mizbeach and the Be'ai Sheni for Avodah Zarah purpose. But the question is, did Kral Yisrael give Rishus? Did Kral Yisrael as a whole, the Mizbeach belongs to Kral Yisrael, did Kral Yisrael give Rishus? It was paid for by Jewish money. It was paid for by Kral Yisrael's money. So did they give Rishus as a or a Bailam, that they give Rishus that it should be used by Avodah Zarah.
But
no?
It's only as a result of Avodah Zarah,
wasn't
also as a result of
the
Tzavis
Tumah
that they...
I think the Mizbeach is not the Tzavis Tumah. It's like Karaka. Karaka is not the Tzavis Tumah. No, the Gemara says because it was used for Avodah
Zarah,
that's why it's more of a Tzavis Tumah. Yes, yeah, so the Gemara says not so though. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the Tzavis Tumah is Mi'ikir Adin. How come? So the Gemara says, yeah.
By the Mizbeach. But they didn't worship the
Mizbeach
itself,
No, the Mizbeach was Misham Shevet.
So is the same thing as
Misham Shevet Zorah, if it would be Tolish, would be also Bahanoah Lehedyot. And if it's Mechuber, so it's Mutha Bahanoah Lehedyot, but it's Mo, it's not Ovoy.
If you use a noun, not about
Asalagavaya, right. The Yerushalmi says, how did they ever build the Beis HaMikdash? They're going to use all the mountains. So the Yerushalmi says that the Nabi told them in Nivue that Har HaMoriah was never used for Avodah Zarah purpose. I don't know, is it used for Avodah Zarah? Like a mosque? I don't know. A mosque is not Avodah Zarah. It's not a religion, but it's not an Avodah Zarah. I don't know, do the Christians have anything there? I don't know. So the Gemara answers to this question, how come they had to make a new Mizbeach? Why was that necessary? And the Gemara said, the Chashmonai made a new Mizbeach. And the Gemara says that there was one room in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Bayi Sheni, where they had the Avni HaMizbeach, Shashiksum, Malchei Yavon. So the Gonzim Malchei Chashpunah, the Chashpunahim had to be Goynes, the Avonim of the Mizbeach that the Avonim had used for Avodah Zarah purposes, and they had to build a new Mizbeach. Those stones from the old Mizbeach, the original Mizbeach which we used for Avodah Zarah, were in a Shemus, in a room that had Shemus, special Shemus for all the Avnei HaMizbeach. Special room in one of the Lishkis in the Beis HaMikdash.
One of the Kaddish?
Yeah. So the Gemara asks, so how come it became Pasa Lagavoya? If Eidon HaMoz Adov Hashem Shalai, even Lagavoya, it's not Moz. If it's Eidon Shalai, so why did they have to make a new one? So to this, the Gemara answers based on a Pasuk, the Bo Bo Preach from Mechilalu. The Pasuk says, the Novi says in the Vua, that when the Preachim will come in, when the Yavdei Avodah Zarah will come in and use any part of the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah Preachim, for Avodah Zarah purposes, so the Pasuk says, this will be Mechal, the Kedusha, that part of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, since they were Moitzi Yed L'chulin, Chilaluhu means that it's Mechal, Mechal Kedusha, it's Yotze L'chulin. Yotze L'chulin means that it belongs to the one who used it for Avodah Zarah purposes. So it's no longer a Dov Hashem Yishalot, so now it belongs to the person who, whenever you have Hegdash, that's Yotze L'chulin. So you have Hegdash and I'm Poydeh from the Gizbo. So it belongs to me now. Let's say this Hegdash and I'm not Poydeh from the Gizbo, but I'm Moel Behegdash. And the din is that whoever is moil behegdish, so the Gemara says in Me'ila that the word ein Me'ila elashini mishus. The Torah uses it in Tanakh, when the word moil is used, it means that yotz mishus behegdish and it becomes cool. And what proves it, Shenema, it says, isha kisista moil amal b'isha, by a parasha saita. It says if a woman is moil amal b'isha, it means shini mishus over there, she goes to a different husband. So just like over there, moil amal b'isha means shini mishus, so to behegdish, Nefesh ki simal mal, v'chotib ishgov nekotshi Hashem, means simal mal doesn't only mean to be nana from Hegdash. What is the word Ne'ilah? How do you translate the word moil behegdash? We would have said nana min ha-Hegdash. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't. The translation of the word in Tanakh is not nana min ha-Hegdash, but rather means to be moitzi Hegdash, mirushus Hegdash, and to be moitzi yed l'chulam, l'hegya. How do you do that? Either ayde Ne'ilah, either ayde Hanoh, or ayde Gnei. There are two forms, either Ne'ilah shal Hanoh, Ne'ilah shal Hatzor. Long places in Kiddushin, Dafkin Hey, has a two kinds of meal. Mishnayos have like a two kinds of meal. But the word meilah doesn't mean hanuah. The Gemara says, ain't meilah the shini mishus. Shinemar, the Gemara quotes the passage by the Soto, the mola malbish. So the din is when you pay the hegdish, minagiz goras, it belongs to you. When I'm moil the hegdish, it's also yetzim mishus hegdish, and meilah the shini mishus, and it belongs to me. Or, it says, the bow of a priest in the chilalu. So when the priestim used the mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purpose, so the pasuk says b'chilalu. Chilalu means that they were moti of l'chulin. That b'chilalu means to be mechalalei. When it's yotze l'chulin, then it belonged to them. When it belonged to them, so then the Gemara says it's no longer ein hanamos adav v'shem yishaloi. So they asked it b'hanor. Not just l'agavoy, they asked it l'hevyo. By bova priestim b'chilalu. The Navi says the nevuah that when Pritzim used, I'm using the word Pritzim, I have to explain who they are. We'll soon explain in a minute. When the Pritzim, when they of the Avodah Zarah, use the parts of the Beis HaMikdash for purposes of Avodah Zarah, the Chilalu, the Pasuk says that they're Motzi L'chulin. Chilalu means to be Motzi L'chulin. What kind of a din was that? What kind of Allah, who are the Pritzim and what kind of Allah is this? So this is a famous machlokes, is the Baal HaMor and the Ramban and Avodah Zarah, Daphne and Beis, where this Gemara is found. The Baal HaMor comments are not Gemara. This is not the new concept. This is the old din of Ne'ilah. Whenever somebody is Moel Behegdash, there is Motzi in L'chulin. So when the Gemara says, the Baal HaPritz in the Chilalu, it means Pritze Yisrael. It doesn't mean Pritze Yomasoil. It means that the Jewish Misyavnim, not the Goyim. If the Goyim would use the Mizbeach and the Bayi Sheni, Lavodah Zarah, it would never be Yotze L'chulin. It's still a Dov Hashem. And it's a Dov Hashem Shalom. They have, we didn't give them permission to use the Mizbeach, Lavodah Zarah. And of course, the Baal HaPritz in the Chilalu doesn't apply to the Nachman. The Baal HaMor claims it only applies to Pritzi Yisrael, to the Jews who are the Misyavnim, the Jews who are worshipping Avodah Zarah, because by Yisrael there's a din of Ne'ilah. By a guy who's Nenem and Ahegdish, the Baal HaMor claims in Avodah Zarah, there is no din that is Motzi L'chulin. He doesn't have the whole parsha of Ne'ilah Behegdish. Ne'ilah Behegdish is the din if you're Nenem and Ahegdish, or if you steal something from Hegdish. Number one, you have to pay Kerem Mechaymish to Hegdish. Number two, you have to bring a Korban Hashem Ne'ilah. So number three, the thing that you use from Hegdish is Yotze L'chulin and it belongs to you. But the Baal HaMor says this whole package deal only applies to Yisrael. You can tell me a story, a Goy has to bring Hashem Me'ilah. A Goy doesn't have an Isir, he has an Isir Gzeilah. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nefer is Gzeilah, not to use someone else's property. But let's say the Goy gazels B'Shoyge, he didn't realize that it wasn't his property, then there's no don't know if there's a penalty. That's the shayla we had in the Gemara here in Makkos. The machlek is the Rambam and Rashi, but the Akum Nachri Shahorag, whether he's Neharag, Nachri Shahorag B'Shege, is he Neharag or not? So Rashi says he is Neharag, and the Rambam says he's not Neharag. Maybe it's only by Ritzicha that Rashi holds like that, because by Aritzeh B'Shege we find by Yisrael Gufin that there's an onus. She goes to Ori Mikla. So by the Nachum, there's no such Einish, maybe you have the other Einish that he gets me. What about a Nachum Shigazal B'Shege, he thought it was his, and he walked over the book thinking that it's his, and it turned out that the book belonged to somebody else, and had no way of knowing. So the Rashi is saying such a case also, that he's never gone. I don't know, can't really tell from Rashi. According to the Rambam, certainly not. So here also, you don't have such a thing, that a Nachum Shigazal B'Shege, Me'ilo is not B'Shege. A Nachum Shigazal B'Shege, there will be a din of Me'ilo, that he has to pay a penalty, a chaymesh. You don't have any penalties if he doesn't have air b'shoigig. So the Balmor claims the whole parish of Neva only applies to Israel and doesn't apply to Noah. Including the din of Kerem Chaymesh and the din of Hashem Me'ilus, and the third din, when it's Yetzel Lechulim, that's also only the Yisrael, Velo Benach. Because the Balmor touches up, this the Dvar Avram points out, the Kovner Rav Zuchan Rav points out, in this Sefer Dvar Avram, that based on that Balmor, you see a Chiddush, a Yisrael. The halacha that when you moil the hegdish is yotze lechulin. Why is that? That's a form of pidyon. It's hainu hak with pidyon. What does pidyon mean? I pay money to the gizbar and I buy up the hegdish. The gizbar is auctioning off svarim, he's auctioning off tables, furniture, he's auctioning off a mansion, whatever. The gizbar has some property, somebody who's magdish something to hegdish. The gizbar has no use for it, so he auctions it off to the highest bidder. So whenever somebody buys it, so they pay money, so they pay them in a hegdish means you bought it from hegdish, it belongs to you. So the Dvar Avram points out that this Balamor, that with his own in base, is saying the following, that when you are moil behegdish, you're not interested in buying the hegdish, but the Torah penalizes you and says you have to pay Kerem HaChomish. So the chiyuv that the Torah imposes upon you to pay Kerem HaChomish serves as the pidyon for the hegdish. Even though you didn't pay it yet, you didn't even give a down payment yet. Just the fact that there exists a chiyuv upon you, imposed by the Torah, there exists a chiyuv upon you to pay the Kerem HaChomish, that's considered kilo you have paid up the Meha Mecca, and you kind of the Hegdish, it's Yetzel Lechul, and we didn't pidyon. It's another form of pidyon. Normally pidyon is, v'nasana sakesa become low. When you give the cash, when you pay for it, then it's Yetzel Lechul, and so the Balamor says, by Me'ila Behegdish, there's another form of pidyon. Not cash, but the chiv to pay the cash, the chiv to pay the Kerem HaChomish, causes that the Hegdish is Yetzel Lechul. But let's say, by a Nachri Shemual Behegdish, if it's a Nachri Hizmual Behegdish, and you don't have the whole parish of Me'ila, not only don't you have the din, that is not Chayv Hashem Zeila, Hashem Ilos, you don't even have the din that is Chayv Kerem B'Chaymish. So the Melech, if he's not Chayv Kerem B'Chaymish, Midin Me'ila, he'll be Chayv Midin Ganef, Midin Mazik, whatever, but he won't be Chayv Midin Me'ila, so then you don't have the third din that the Hegdish is Yotze L'Chumr. That's the Dvar Avram points this out in the Balamor. That's why the Balamor insists that the Pritza must be Pritza Yisrael.
It's
Mamash
Bukhan then? Mamash Bukhan,
yeah.
But it didn't have to be Ganef.
But it used to be Hegdish. The Gemara says since it used to be Hegdish, there would be a gnai for the Hegdish that they should use it for any other purpose. That's how the Gemara says. The gnai for the Hegdish to use it for other purpose. The Ikaradin, it's really muta. The Gemara has a kashin. The Gemara says also there, when the Goyim, after the Churban by Yishenim, the Gemara says, the Goyim came and they took all the kesh that was in the base of the Hegdish. So the money was Hegdish. So the Gemara says, how is the money, how can we use any money b'zman hazeh? Maybe that money came from the money that was in the Beis HaMikdash that the Goyim took. So the Gemara says, again, a bowl of pritz mechil lul. So the Gemara says, mikvadin, it's really muta b'hanor, it's mamash chulin mor, it's muta b'hanor l'gamri. But normally it's a gnai for hekdash that you should use it for chulin. So if you can avoid it, you avoid it. So let's say by the mizbeach, have the mizbeach sheshikus in malcha yovon, la v'dizoreh. So it's a gnai to be motiyah l'chulim to use it for some other purposes. So that they put away in a special room in the Beis HaMikdash. The money they had no prayer, what are you going to say? Don't use any Roman coin, because maybe those are the coins that were from the Beis HaMikdash that they stole and will be a gnai for Hegdash. The Gemara says, the Beis prayer, then it's mutar. So the Ramban disagrees with this Balamor. Then is the Dvar Avram points that the Mishnah in Me'ilah seems to say like this Balamor. The Mishnah says in Me'ilah that when somebody is loyal to Hegdish, the Hegdish is Yotze Lechulin. Normally, in most cases, except for Behemo Klisharis Bulvad. If you have a Behemas Korban or you have Klisharis, since there's no Pidyon on Behemas Korban or Klisharis Aguv, all Klisharis also have a Klisharis Aguv, so they have no Pidyon. So whatever doesn't have any Pidyon is also not Yotze Lechulin like De Me'ilah. What's the connection between the two? And the Gemara never gives any pasuk to prove that itself. So according to this Balamor, we understand simply, it's Mam Shayim Ha. That's what the Menachem Zemer points out, the Sefer Zer Avram. He says, according to this Bar Avram, the Bar Avram was pretty much a contemporary of it. It lived at the same time. But the Bar Avram came out earlier than the Zer Avram. So he points out, according to the way the Bar Avram points out in this Bal Hamor, that the din that Amoyel Behegdish, the Hegdish, he din Pidyon, consider the fact that the Torah says, I'm chayiv to pay kamal chomish is considered as if I had paid, as if I had been paid to the hegdish lechulin. So that explains that you said in the Mishnah in the Ilan daf yizayna and base that whatever is not yotze lechulin, like the pidyon is also not yotze lechulin, like the meila, namely behema klisharis. Since there's no pidyon for that, so there's no meila behegdish. The Ramban disagrees with the Balamor and he says that it's all wrong. He says, what are you talking about? The priests were Jews. Priests were Jews, but they were stealing. It was b'mezid. It wasn't b'shegig. The whole din of mila b'hegdish is only b'shegig, not b'mezid. They knew it was hegdish and they're stealing it anyway. So you don't have the whole parsha of mila. Then he says, furthermore, was haktat shaynik. He says the mishnah that we just said in mila said that the hegdish klisharis is not yetsel chulin. So he says ein lahok klisharis gadol mizeh isn't the mizbeach a klisharis. So how can it be? How can it be that the Balamor says that it's yetsel chulin aydin mila, and this was another form of mila? So that's highly questionable. Is that true? The Gemara says in Zvachim and Tachis in several places, five, six places, the Gemara makes a distinction between the Mizbeach HaPnimi as opposed to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Mizbeach HaPnimi was the Mizbeach HaKtoris. That was not Mechubel HaKarka. That Taka had a Din of Klishar. The Mizbeach HaChitzon was Mechubel HaKarka. Mizbeach HaDomah means it was Mechubel HaDomah. It's filled in with HaDomah, right? The Mizbeach HaChitzon was Mechubel HaKarka. So the Gemara stresses, the Gemara points out this chiluk, that the Mizbeach HaChitzon did not have a din kli, it had a din binyan. It was part of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem came to Mizbeach HaPnimi, that had a din kli sharis. And here, the Gemara is talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Sheshikzu malti yovim on the outside Mizbeach, not the inside, not the Mizbeach HaKtoris.
The type of meal that we
call
that the Balmor was the inside neighbor? So
if it's if it doesn't have din of karka, so then it's a klisharis. So it doesn't go to anything. If it has a din of karka, so the karka in itself. So how could you call it din of milo? If it's karka, alt kineva. The din is that it was karka. It could be a milo de karka. Damn, a milo de karka. Good kasha. Mishka says a milo de karka. Come on, go that says it's kasha ne rashbam. But he says that kasha ne rashbam says it's milo de bor, he rips out a chulia from the bor. So he says a misha and milo de kato. So he says a different shot than that. Where's that? Bolvasa da fine ten. It's a shvera rashbam, bolvasa. Places says that kasha ne rashbam. So the Ramban disagrees with the Balamor. He says that it can't be that boba pishma chilu is identical with the din of milo de hegdish. What is he talking about? It's klisharis itainis. That itainis is highly questionable. That friend has that it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about that they were mechalal the mizbeach hachitzon, not mizbeach hapnimi. Mizbeach hachitzon was mamula badam, was mechubel the karka. So it's not a kli. The Gemara says only mizbeach hapnimi is a klisharis. It's not the mizbeach hachitzon. But you can have the other time. Is any mila bekarka? The other time. And he says it was b'mezid. So the Ramban disagrees with the Balamor. He says no, pshat is punkt faked. It's davken. You tie it from the Gemara by the money. By the money, it was zichah the goyim. At the end of the churban by Sheni, who stole all the money in the Beis Hamikdash? Not there were no misyavnim. They were Jews who were giving trouble to biryanim. That's a different story. There were other people around who were making trouble, but they weren't. They didn't have anything to do with the Romans who were destroying the Beis Hamikdash. So the Ramban says that the pshat is clear from the Gemara that the pritzim is dafkin noch. What kind of a din is it? It's a new din, a new gzeres hakosav. There are three ways to be mitzi hegdish lechulim. One way is when you pay the hegdish. One way is when you moil the hegdish. When you pay the, you bought it. One way is when you moil the hegdish is another din. And the third way is bova pritzim lechulu, and that's gzeres hakosav dafkin noch. And that works. Even on the Ramban claims that the mizbech is a klisharis. One claim is it's a klisharis, and the klisharis is not yotze l'chulin, like they pidyon, but like they bov, but pritzim chilu, it is yotze l'chulin. That's how the Ramban. Based on this shitas Ramban in Avodah Zarah, Dafnun Beis, the Ramban goes further. Another mistake, and he says that's the reason why. What is it? In Avodah Zarah, Dafnun Beis, So based on this Ramban's interpretation and that Gemara, the Ramban writes in other places regarding the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivid in Perek Vav and Hilchas Beis Abchira. The Rambam is of the opinion that even though Kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael was Kitchul Shaita, the Loi Kitchul Asi Lavoi, that when the Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash and he took away the whole land from the Jewish government, the Kedusha Saoret disappeared. And we had to have a Kedusha Shniyah again, all over again, to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael anew. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav and Beis Abchira that that didn't apply to Kedusha Hamikdash. The Kedusha Hamikdash began when Shlomo HaMelech, when David HaMelech, we discussed yesterday, when David HaMelech Koreshim, David HaMelech was Mekadosh the Ritzvah. Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Kav Dal, David was Mekadosh the Ritzvah Sazar. And David and Shlomo together made the Kedusha Beis Hamikdash. So the Rambam writes that was Kitchel Osi Lovah. That was never betegel, because that's machmas hashchina. The kedusha saaretz was machmas kibush haaretz, because they conquered the land with military force. So when the Nebuchadnezzar came and he conquered it away from Bnei Yisrael, so the mekadosh was undone. The mekadosh was kibush mochame, and the kibush was undone when the goyim took it away from us. Hashem came kedusha samigdosh. That's not based on any kibush mochame. That's based on the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was mashu shchina also shama. And Hashem Yisbarach said, quoted in Tehillim in several places, that those from the Chasa Yadda Yadda, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not going to stay here forever and ever. The Meyolim was also Shechina in Mokam HaMikdosh. The Rambam says, since the Kedushas HaMikdosh in Yerushalayim also, the Mikdosh and the Harabayis and Yerushalayim are all part of Kedushas Beis HaMikdosh, all aspects of Kedushas HaMikdosh. So since Kedushas HaMikdosh is Meyusad and HaShoas HaShechina, the Shechina is Lod B'Teilo, so that's why the Rambam says that the Kedushas HaMikdosh is Kitchel, the Shaita be Kitchel of the Lord, it's never B'Teilo. And the Raivid is Masig on the Rambam. The Raivid disagrees and he says, Punkt Faker, that even if you hold, like we pass in Lalocha, the Kedusha Shni of Eretz Yisrael, is Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Osei Lovoi, we say the Kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael, Tel Aviv, Etzion, whatever. The Kedusha Rishon in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, we pass in Kitchel Shaita, but like Kitchel Osei Lovoi. And when the Nebuchadnezzar came, the whole Kedusha Saaretz was betel. But the Kedusha Shniyah that was created by Ezra when they had the Aliyah, the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, that Kedusha we pass when it's loy betel. Kedusha Shniyah loy betel. Kitchel Oshayta be Kitchel Oslov. So the Rabbi says, even though we pass when Kedusha Shniyah was Kitchel Oslov, that's only for Kedusha Saaretz. But Kedusha Samigdush is bedavkinah. The Kedusha Samigdush, when they destroyed the Beis Samigdush in the year 70, it was but. Why? So the Rabbi gives one explanation. And the Ramban gives a completely different explanation based on this Ramban and other places have. The Raivid gives the following explanation. He says that the when Shlomo HaMelech, I'll add on a little to the Raivid, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it was Osid Lehichorek. We must have discussed it once. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis Abchira in the beginning, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he built an underground he built the room in the basement under the ground to house the luchos, because he knew that the bayis rishon was also lehicharek. He knew at the time that he built it, it was going to be destroyed. So he built the room specially in the basement. The Rambam quotes a medrash, not found anymore. It's a medrash to house the luchos. And then Yoshio HaMelech, that's what we learned the Rashi yesterday. Yoshio HaMelech is going as the luchos with the Shemen HaMishcha, and it's in Tzenes Amon, in that room that Shlomo HaMelech had built in Lehatchila. And Shlomo HaMelech, when he wrote the Shir HaShirim, the Ruach HaKodesh, he wrote there, what's going to be, he knows that this bias is also Lehicharev, and this is going to be a second bias. Will that second Beis HaMikdash be the ultimate one? Or will that also be destroyed? We'll have to wait till it be a third Beis HaMikdash. So he said, Im So the Gemara in Yuma, the first parak, interprets the Kavon of Shlomo HaMelech, Im Chomohi, it depends how the Aliyah will be in the beginning of Bayis Shein. Im Chomohi, if Yalu Kachomo, if everybody will come up, Eretz Yisrael will be a big Hityashvut Haaretz, then Livna Le'atiras Keset, and the Bayis Shein will be like a metal house. Metal doesn't rot, so just like Ein HaRekev Sholet Bo, just like rotting is not Sholet on metal, so to the Bayis Shein will be the everlasting Beis HaMikdash, and the HaRuach HaKodesh, and the Vim, and HaShoras HaShchin, and the whole works. Hashenikin, the Delasi, if it'll be Dalas Ha'am, hardly anybody will show up. That's what Maisi it was. The Frumi Eden stayed in Babel, the Levim were punished. Ezra penalized the Levim and the Frumi Eden because they didn't want to come to Bayis Shein. When he was in the middle of coming from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, the whole purpose of coming back was to build the Beis HaMikdash and bring Karbanis. He turned around and he started to make a count and he realized he didn't have enough Kohanim or Levim to man the Beis HaMikdash to offer the Karbanis. They had to go back. He told everybody to wait. Had to go back to Babel to schlep some more Kohanim or Levim. That's why when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he penalized the Levim that you shouldn't give them Isurishin anymore. Hold them on Ksubis in the second pair. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech said to Nebu. And Delasi, if it'll be Dalas Ha'am, be a shvach aliyan in the days of Bayi Sheni, then the Bayi Sheni will also be asig lehecharev. Then it'll be not so lahalu acharez. It'll be like a cedar house, like a bungalow, like a wooden hut. And wood is rekev shalabai. Wood rots away. So to the Bayi Sheni will rot away in a double sense. Rot away, number one, the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. The second Bayis will be rotten. It'll rot away and be destroyed. Number two, even before it gets destroyed, there won't be any Nevuah, there won't be any Nevi'im or Hashuas Hashchina, or HaKodesh or anything. That's what the Gemara says, that Bayi Sheni, the Kovdo, we spoke yesterday, the Kovdo, Chosehei, that the five things were missing, and the Bayi Sheni, one of them the Gemara says was the Ruach HaKodesh and the Shechina.
What's the difference between Bayi Shrish and Bayi Sheni? Why Bayi Sheni is more of a choice for the people Bayi Shrish and even
now, Bayis Rishon, the Pesukim say, he looking in the Tziv, on Parsha Shlach, on Chumash, on the High Mikdova, so he quotes Pesukim, not Chinnish, he quotes a Pasuk from the Cheskel, and a Pasuk from Tilum, where it says the Pharisee that at the time of the Chet HaMaraglim, the Rabbanu Shlom is Geizer, that the Jews are going to be sent into Golus. So sent into Golus implies the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed and be chased into Golus. So that they already knew from the Tzeiz of the Chet HaMaraglim. Then the Tziv says, where does it say that in Chumash? He quotes where there's a Pasuk in Chumash. How did Cheskel and Tilum, how did they get this? He says, "Chayyonid Malich Vori is Kol Horetz." And that pasuk, he says that pshat is a shver pasuk. Malich Vori is Kol Horetz. It means I'll send all the Jews into Golus all over the world, all over the globe, and there'll be a Kol Shamayim all over. The Baruch Hu is going to send us into Golus to make Kol Shamayim all over the globe. So he says that that's pshat and that pasuk. Chayyonid Malich Vori is Kol Horetz. That's not I swear by my glory. It means Chayyonid I swear, and the Malich Vori is Kol Horetz is the Nusar Hashvur. That's what the punishment is going to be. He's going to send us into Golus. So the Bayis Rishon knew at the very outset is going to be destroyed because of the Einish, as an Einish for the Chet HaMaraglim. The Bayis Sheni was up in the air. The Bayis HaShlishi is going to have to be built, and that's going to be a greater Kovod HaShchina. It's going to be a greater Hashuas HaShchina than they even had in the days of the Mishkan. That's how the Svarna points out at the end of Chumash Shmos, that when they will build the Bayis HaShlishi based on the Pesukim in Yeshaya, based on the Pesukim in Navi, other Nevi'im, it appears that there will be a stronger Hashuas HaShchina in the Bayis HaShlishi than there was even in the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made B'chvod HaViyah. So the Rebbe writes in Perek Vav, Beis HaBchira, he disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says that even though Kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael was b'teilah on the days of Nebuchadnezzar, but Kedusha HaMikdash was never bought, but Kedusha HaMikdash is machmas Hashuas HaShchina, and the Shchina is lo b'teilah. So the Rebbe says, pum tfaker, that not only was Kedusha HaMikdash b'teilah then, at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, Kedusha's Bayis Sheni was also b'teilah, even though Kedusha HaOretz was not b'teilah in the year 70, because we passed Kedusha Shli or Kitchel Osi Lovei, Rov HaPoskim passed on that, because they just quote one Pesuk the Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer Trum, the Malatosis, he passes in Yeridei, they quote Malachim, they want to make a sex faker, so they always quote, and don't forget the Rabbeinu Baruch, whenever they wrote the Het HaMechiris, that Shnas HaShmita, so they always threw in the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Rabbeinu Baruch holds, the Kedusha Shli was b'teilah. That there's no Kedusha Soros, the Reis of his man. But all the other Rishonim passed from Allah, Kedusha Shliya, is Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Osi Lovei. So the writer says that's only Kedusha Soros. For Kedusha HaMikdash, not. Why not? It can't be, up the writer. It couldn't have been. Because when they built the Bayis Sheni, they knew that this was only temporary. The writer quotes the Gemara, they knew when Ezra built the Bayis Sheni, he knew that this is not going to be the ultimate Beis HaMikdash, that it was doomed to be destroyed, because they knew, and Delos say, not so loud, it's going to be Dalas Ha'am, it's going to be a Shvach Aliyah. This Beis HaMikdash will rot like a wooden hut, like a Luach Horez. So they knew that this is also Lehechored, and it's going to be a Binyan Bayis HaShlishi, Losi Lovei, that will be Molik Vod Hashem in such a grand fashion, greater than the Mishkan. So how can it be if Kedusha Shli of the Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel Losi Lovei, and the Bayis HaShlishi will just be a Hemshech of the Bayis HaSheni, how can it be that the Bayis HaShlishi will have a new act of Kiddush, and you're going to have a new Chanukah Sam Mizbeach, a new Chanukah Sam Mizdosh, and everything all over again in a new Hashuah Sashchin? What do you mean a new? If it's just a Hemshech and Bayis Sheni, Bayis Sheni has such a Shvala Madrega, so how can Bayis HaShlishi be something new? So it must be the Rebbe writes that when they built the Bayis Sheni, they were Mekadeshit Lizman. They had in mind, we're building the Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Sheni, Ezra Nechemya had in mind, it should only have Kedusha Kol Zman that it lasts, and they knew that it wasn't going to last forever. They knew in advance, based on the Pesukim Mashiach Hashem, that it's only going to be of a temporary nature. It was only for a few hundred years. It was longer than the Bayis HaRishon. The Gemara comments that the Bayis Sheni was longer than the Bayis HaRishon. But, that's in the first Perek in Yuma. Toward the end of the first Perek in Yuma. So the Rebbe writes that when they built the Bayis Sheni, they were only Mekadosh it Lizman. It's an interesting Kiddush, that you can Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash Lizman. Let's see a man, can I sell you a Gemara Lizman? I'll give you a safer for your mechan, I can sell you a Bema, a watch for one day. But one day it belongs to you, and after the day is up, it shouldn't belong to you. So the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara says that there's Hefke Lizman. I can be mafke the Gemara for one day. So if anyone is there during that day, good luck to him. And if no one is there, when the 24 hours are up, it belongs back to me. That's different. Matanas Lach is a different thing. It belongs to you for good, but only on the condition that you give it back to me sometime. I can make a Matanas Lach to Lamachar. It's also good, but Bishas Maisa, when it's yours forever, on the condition that you'll give it back to me tomorrow. But this is different. A Kinyum is man. So the Gemara says there's Hefkel is man. Is there a Kinyum is man? So that's a Machlokes in Rishon. The Ran quotes a Machlokes. Some Rishonim say can't be. Kinyum is man can't be. The Rav Rishon, the Ra'o. Ran quotes a Ra'o and gives can't be a Kinyum is man. The Rav Rishonim say, why not? If you can have Hefkel is man, you can have Kinyum is man also. What about Kiddusha Yishol is man? I'm Kaddish and Isha. Hariyat Mekudash Esli L'Yoy Mechot. Hariyat Mekudash Esli L'Shloshim Yom. And you say, after the 30 days are up, I don't have to give it yet. The woman is, the Kiddushin is Paka B'Chadi. So the Gemara has a sugi about this in the Dorim, Daf Lamed, Daf Choftes, Daf Lamed, Gemara says, no good. But once the woman is Mekudash, so the Klal is just like by Hegdish. That Hegdish cannot be Paka B'Chadi. Hegdish cannot disappear into thin air. So the same is true regarding Kiddush Yisho. The Kaddish and Yisho. So she's Mekudash, Le'el on board. Well, let's say I want to divorce my wife. My wife is interested in being mezaneh with somebody too, just for one day. So I'll give her a get for one day. Hareyat megureshes hameni liyoy mechot. You do whatever you want in that one day, and after the day is up, you go back to me. So Gemara says, no, by a get, once you give the get, says goodbye. The get makes that the issue is over, it's koka. And goodbye, it doesn't come back again. By giving the kedushin, you can't have such a thing. So one would have thought that by kedushas based on mikdush, it should also be like hegdish. Gemara says, like by hegdish, by behemoth, you magdush a korban. So it has to be liyalam void, or your mekadosh and isha has to be liyalam void. It can't just be lizman. So the rabbi is mekadosh, but it's not so. Then when Ezra built the bayis sheni, he was only mekadosh and lizman. He doesn't say anything about Shlomo HaMelech, but he seems to assume the same regarding Shlomo HaMelech. If they wanted to, they could have been mekadosh and liyalam void. If they wanted to, they could have been mekadosh and lizman. So he seems to assume that when Shlomo HaMelech built the bayis rishon, he knew that it was also lehechore, like the Rambam writes that medrash in the beginning of Hilchos Beis Hakhira, he made the underground. Room to house the lukas when the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Bayis Rishon, he was also only Mekadosh at Lizman. Because he knew that there's going to be a later Beis HaMikdash that's going to be better than this one. This one is only going to be Lizman. And then he says when Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash, he knew that this was only going to be Lizman because he knew that it was jealousy. Not so la luach horiz, that it's not going to be Lizman. So he was only Mekadosh at Lizman. So when it came to year 70 and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so that was the end of the Kedusha. It went away by itself. Maybe the Shechina is still there, but it doesn't have Kedusha. Just because the Shechina is there, doesn't mean that the Mokhi. The Rambam claims that when the Shechina is there, it has Kedusha. The Shechina is not there, it has no Kedusha. The Shechina is still there. It says, Zos menachasei adayat, po eishi ki visio. Hashem Yisbaruch says, I'm going to stay there. Whatever that means, the Shechina is going to stay there. There's going to be more Hashemah Shechina there than in the rest of the world. That means a difference. It says, how does one acquire the state of being with Hashem? That's a difference.
It
says there was no Shechina. What does that mean? It means it wasn't obvious, it wasn't nikar, it wasn't apparent. They couldn't see anything. That's how the Rabbi writes. The Rabbi writes that Kedusha Samigdush is like Kitchel Oslov. It doesn't say because Churban is Mevatel Kedusha. He doesn't say that. He says when Ezra was Mekadosh, he says Mefurish. He knew that this is not going to be the ultimate bias. He was only Mekadosh it was man, calls man, that is Bibinyon. It was a Kedusha was man. It's a Chiddush. The whole thing is a Chiddush. You can do such a thing. They say usually by Hegdish, you say Hegdish is like Paka Bechdi. And here he says that it was. Since the only Mekadosh it was man, so the Kedusha disappeared by itself. The Ramban happens to agree with the Ravid Velav Mitameh. The Ramban and the Chiddushim. Not an Avodah Zarah. Ramban someone. Could be, I don't remember, could be that it's the last line of the Mechamah Stakeh, but it's all the afternoon days, I'm not sure. So the Ramban writes in one place, or on Shavuot, after Zvav, you have to look. Ramban writes in one place, he agrees with the Ravid, but for a different reason, that Kedusha Shni on the Beis HaMikdash is like Kitchel Otzi Lover. That the Mokam HaMikdash has no Kedusha B'zman Hazeh, that a Tomei is permitted to go. According to the Ravid and the Ramban, they are not allowed to go. According to the Ramban, they are not allowed to go, it's an Issa Koris. And according to the Ravid and the Ramban, they are permitted to go. But the Ramban gives this time. It's a different time. He says, whenever the Pritzei Akum come, and they use the Makam HaMikdush, or the Klei HaMikdush, or the Ksolon of the Mikdush, parts of the Beis HaMikdash for purposes other than Kedusha, then the Mechalal is. That's the Pasuk. I don't think so. He says it doesn't have to be. Whenever they use it for a purpose other than the Kedusha, then the Mevatel Kedusha. Right, the Ramban says not like the Balamor. The Balamor says it's only three Yisroel, it's a Dinah Me'iloh. Ramban says no, these are three different dinim. That Hekdush Yotz Lechon, Aydei Pidyon, Aydei Me'iloh, and Aydei Bo, the Pritz Mechilu, Davke Akum, Davke Pritz Yakum. That's the Ramban sheet. So this is the one of the main celebrations, one of the most important celebrations of Chanukah we have to remember was that the old Mizbeach was Mechulo, they had to make a new Mizbeach, and they put the old Mizbeach into Sheamus, a special room, special Ishka, and they made at that time a Chanukah, so a Mizbeach. How are you Mechanach a Mizbeach? How are you Mechanach a Mizbeach? How do you install a president of the Rabbinical Army? How are you Mechanach a Mizbeach? How are you supposed to do it? Make a declaration. Kol HaKeil Mishas HaMai Shemishichos HaMikad Shos. That was the Mizbeach HaPnimi had Mishicha B'Shem HaMishchus. Mizbeach HaChitzon didn't have. But Mizbeach HaChitzon wasn't a Kli. The Gemara's Lashon was Kol HaKeil Mishas HaMai Shemishichos. So the Mizbeach HaPnimi was a Kli, so it had Mishicha B'Shem HaMishchus. If I'm not mistaken, I think it says Mefurish in the Poskim based on the Chumash that the Mizbeach HaChitzon didn't have Mishicha B'Shem HaMishchus. The Bayis had Mishicha. The Mishkan had Mishicha. Mishicha on the Mishkan applied also. This is part of the Mishkan. It's part of the minyan, so it applied to that too. So in the days of Moshe, it was Mishichos Mekachos. What's Mekan V'yelech? Avodos Mekan Chosim. So what avodah do you have to do to be Mechanach in Mizbeach? So the Mishnah says in Menachos, Ei Mechanach in Mizbeach, Ela B'Tomit Shal Shachar. Not stand in the middle of nowhere. You have to go to bring the Tomit Shal Shachar. That's the Tchilas Avodah. You have to be Mechanach in Mizbeach with the Tchilas Avodah. Fine, so the Chashmurayim had to make a brand new Mizbeach. And then it had to be Mechanach it by bringing a Tomit Shal Shachar.
According to the Ramban, this way of understanding, when the Machanim was, when they came back to the Mikdash, what happened? Did the Kedusha come back?
I mean, what about the Mokam HaMikdash also? Should have been Mechulo then. The Kedusha on the Mokam should have been Yoytzer. Had it been Mekadosh
the
new?
He should say that it goes on forever.
Yeah, it should go on forever, but then in the year 70 it was destroyed again. So the Kedusha was Batla. That somehow we don't find it anymore. I don't know why. You're asking a good question. According to the Ramban, the Bo'ba Pritz Mechilu not only applies to the Mizbeach and to the Menorah and to the Klei HaMikdash, it applies to the Mokam HaMikdash also. And that's why in the year 70 the Kedushas HaMokam was B'Telo. So why don't you find any discussion at all in the Gemara? In my recollection, it's not found anywhere in the Gemara. That the Mokam HaMikdash, the Kedusha was Batla, and then the Chashmonim had to be Mekadosh the Mokam anew. That doesn't say. It just says they had to make a new Mizbeach be Mekadosh it, and had to make a new Menorah be Mekadosh. Then you say about the Mokam. I don't know. That's a good question. So next, the Gemara says they had a problem with the menorah. The Gemara says the old menorah was used also for other desired purposes. So they had to get rid of that menorah. So the Gemara doesn't say what they did with the old menorah. The Gemara says what they did with the old Mizbeach. I don't remember the Gemara says what they did with the old menorah. The Gemara says they had to make a new menorah. So the Gemara presents a whole historical machloekes hatanaim. What kind of a new menorah did they manufacture? This manachash menorah. Did they make a menorah shel? It was very, they finished the Mulchama. When they won the Mulchama, so the day that they won, they wanted to write this. The Rabbanut says, okay, we got to go make a menorah. Fast, you have to go put a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash quickly. So under the circumstances that it was a big shas hatzak and a rush, so they couldn't make a fancy gold menorah with all the pitchifkis the way it's supposed to be. With kaptarel gviyah pracheh on the whole chad gagi. That takes months and months to make such a fancy menorah. So they had to make something 1, 2, 3. And in gold, all the things are ma'akib. Kaftara, Precheo, is ma'akib in gold. If you make it from anything other than gold, then the Gemara says all the fancy parts are not ma'akib. So they didn't make it from gold. They had to make it. And one day they had to make a menorah and fast be ma'adlik the menorah. So what did they make it from? So the Gemara presents a sukkah, a machloikis atanayim, and a menochis, a machloikis atanayim, whether the menorah was made from eggs. Why isn't it going to burn? My son made a menorah shel eitz last year, bro. He held like that mandama, like that tana. They made a has menorah shel eitz this year too. So one tana says they made a menorah shel eitz, a wooden menorah. Somebody had to add something on top that it shouldn't burn. I don't know. And the other tana says no. The other tana, Rabbi Yehuda says menorah shel eitz, and we paskin no. You can't make a klisharis from eitz. You can make from metal for sure. You cannot make from cheres for sure. Earthenware for sure not. That's Meguna. What about shalates? Wooden. So it's not as Niguna as Teret, but it's not as fancy as a metal. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, a sukin and an office, whether klisharis, shason, shaleitz, a kosher or not. So the machlekes hatanaim is a historical one. So one tanan says, what are you talking about, menorah shaleitz? The Chashmonai made a menorah shaleitz. And then after they had time, they made a menorah shal mateches, metal, and then after they had the people working on it, then they made a menorah shal zahav again. It took a few months till they made a menorah shal zahav. But the first menorah was eight. And then they made a different matechas, and then they made shalzov. The other time I'm saying, no, it's not true. It looked like it was wood, but it was really some cheap metal. It was batz, base iron tzadik, not eight. It was batz, means some kind of a tin, some kind of a cheap metal that they could hack into a shape of a mirror quickly, because it didn't look nice, and they covered it up with wood. So it gave the appearance that it was wood on the outside, but it wasn't wood at all. It was really metal. So the Gemara has the machlokes hatanaim. And it's Nagel Adina, this Machlokes Hatanaim, because there is a din. You're not permitted to make a replica of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It says in Yeridei, in Siddur Kuf Malach, you're not allowed to make a replica, means whatever would be kosher in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to make. So the Beis HaMikdash is only kosher if the menorah has seven branches. So it's only also to make one of seven branches. It doesn't matter what size it is, though, because in the Beis HaMikdash goof, it doesn't matter what size. But let's say you make a menorah shal cheres. Menorah shel cheres, I'll make an earthenware menorah, and the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be good, so there's no reason if I make a menorah shel cheres. What if I make a menorah shel eitz? With seven kanim, with seven branches, would that be forbidden or not? So that depends, and Yehudah it says that depends on this machlekes hatanaim. So since we pass kim aloha, then menorah shel eitz is possible in the Beis HaMikdash, you can only make klisharis out of metal. So if it's man is there, that's not considered making a replica of the menorah Beis HaMikdash if you make a menorah shel eitz with seven branches, because in the Beis HaMikdash it wouldn't be kosher. What about some other synthetic material? Would it be good or not? According to the halacha, we pass and only matechas is good. According to the other tana, only the cheapest thing is not good, namely klicheres. Maybe plastic would be good. Maybe should, but we pass and halacha, only matechas is good. Why did we like Leil Chaf Hei? So we seem to assume that the Chashmonai must have lit the menorah on Chaf Hei in the Beis HaMikdash. When did they win the war? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, they won the war on Chaf Hei. When? In the middle of the night? Even today, they don't fight so much. Le'elchav Hei, Le'elchav Vav, Le'elchav Zayin, and so on. Why did we like Le'elchav Hei? So we seem to assume that the Hashmonai must have lit the menorah on Chav Hei in the Beis HaMikdash. When did they win the war? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, they won the war on Chav Hei. When? In the middle of the night? Even today, they don't fight so much in the middle of the night as they fight in the daytime. Years ago, they never fought at night. They went to sleep at night. They called
ceasefire.
Yeah, night. They never fought years ago at night. They couldn't fight. They couldn't see anything. So when did they win the war? They didn't win the war at night of Chafei. They won on the day of Chafei. The Yom Chafei, they won. So if they won on Yom Chafei, the first Hadlok was going to be Leil Chavav. So the Achreinim ask, according to the Rambam, why did you light the menorah? Leil Chafei, Zeichel HaChashmonayim. But they didn't light the menorah till Leil Chavav. So the Meiri Taka says, and at Gemara, if you look in the Yom Gadol, on the Mishnah, it's by the Minsk Gadol was the father of the Dvar Avraham, the famous guy in Europe that they all looked up. So the Minsk Gadol has in the Seva, Yom Gadol on the Mishnah, it's on the side of the Big Yachan Abayos Mishnah, they have this comment on the side. So the Yom Gadol on Mishnah is Shabbos, I think it's on Mishnah, Shabbos, and I'm not looking at it, I'm not mistaken. He points out that the Miri doesn't say like the Rambam. The Miri says in Shabbos that the Hashmonaim had the Nitzachon HaMacham on Chav Dalet Kislev. So Meilan, Leil Chav Hei, they made themselves a fast menorah out of wood or out of metal, whatever it was. They banged together menorah and they lit the Neris. And that's what we like the Neris on Leil Chav Hei. Zeichet what they do. But according to the Rambam is a Pella. So he gives the answer, he gives the following answer, that the Rambam is Lushit Tosor. The Rambam has an awkward opinion that the Hadlokas HaMenorah is supposed to take place twice a day, every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Once in the evening, and once in the morning. The Gemara, where does the Rambam get it from? Because the Gemara says that you have... So one of the things there is mentioned is what? Hatavas HaNeres. Hatavas HaNeres, Hatavas Chomish Neres. What is Hatavas HaNeres? So the simple shot, you clean out, that's all. It was burning all night, the menorah was burning all night, then you clean out the oil, whatever oil happens to be left over, you clean out the wicks, and then you fill it up and you prepare it for tonight's hadlok, and then you don't light it till the evening. After the Tamas Shabbat Abayim is offered, and all the karbanos are finished, then you light the menorah, and it burns the whole night. That's a simple shot. Hatavas HaNeres means you clean it out. The Rambam has an upshot, you clean it out, and you clean it out, so you fill it up, put in the wicks, then you light it again. Then at night time you clean it out again, then you light it up again. The Rambam should be light twice a day every day. The Rashba has a tshuva, famous tshuva of Rashba. All the Achronim talk about the tshuva of Rashba. He disagrees with the Rambam and says against all the Gemara's hakana. But that's what the Rambam sheet is. If you have Hadlokas HaMenorah twice every day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, like you have Korban Tomid, Shoshach and Tomid Shemein Abayim, you have Torah, Shoshach and Torah Shemein Abayim, and Chavita Ken Gadol was brought, Machtzisa Babot, Machtzisa Ben Abayim. So the Hadlokas HaMenorah was also twice a day every day. So the Yor Gadol says, according to the Rambam, it must be, the Rambam holds that they won the war. The Rambam Lishitos is reconstructing history. They must have won the war on Chav Hei, in the morning. And then they did the Hadlok in the morning. They did before Chatzos. Oh, maybe not. Maybe it doesn't have to be before Chatzos. Maybe as long as it's daytime. So you can be able to make it. Maybe. I don't know. The Pella, though, is, the Pella on the answer given by the Yor Gadol is, that is against the Mishnah in Menachos. The Mishnah says in Menachos, when you make an Menorah, so Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, Kolakim Shas Moshe, Mishichos Mekat Shas Mekam V'Yelach, after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Avoidos Mechan Chosin, you have to do the Avoidah. Which Avoidah is Mechanachin? So just like the Mishnah says, Ein Mechanachin is a Mizbach Olo, the outside Mizbeah, Elo Betonah Shal Shachar, has to be the Tchilas Kolakarbonis. You can't just start in the middle, I'll make a Mizbeach, and I'll make a ceremony, I'll make an unveiling ceremony on the Mizbeach, then I'll bring a carbon toidl in the middle of the day. You can't do that. You have to be mechanach the Mizbeach first by offering the Tamar Shal Shachar. That's considered the Tchilas Kol HaAvodes Hayom. Because all carbonates must be offered in between Tamar Shal Shachar and Tamar Shemein Abayim. So Tamar Shal Shachar is considered Tchilas HaAvodes Hayom. So too, the Mishnah has such a cloud. They kind of post it. Ein mechanach nes haMenorah, elo b'Tamar Shal Beinu Abayim. According to the Rambam, we understand what the Mishnah is telling us. According to the Rashba, according to the other Mishnayim, that's the only thing you do with the menorah is you light Bein Arbayim. You light Halakas HaNeres Bein Arbayim. So of course, if Kol HaKelem Shasem Moshem Meshichos Mekat Shasem Kam V'Yerach HaVeidos Mechan Chosem, the only avodah you do with the menorah is to light Bein Arbayim. So of course, Ein Mechanchos HaMenorah Ela B'Hadlaka Bein Arbayim. What's the Chiddush? According to the Rambam, we understand what the Chiddush is. You light the menorah twice a day, once in the daytime, once in the morning, once in the evening, late in the afternoon. So one might have thought that if you make a new menorah, and you want to be mechanechet in the morning, you can do the morning hadlakas. And the Mishnah says no, that the gabi hadlakas amenere, the seder begins with the hadlaka bein arbayim, and the hadlaka in the morning is a hemshech habet. Okay, from this Mishnah it sounds like the Rambam. Sounds like the Rambam. Otherwise, what is the Mishnah coming lapuke? The only thing, what are you going to use the menorah for? To scratch your head? What are you going to do with the menorah? The only avodah you do is hadlakas amenere. On the mizbech, you can be makar of any kind of karbonos. So one might have thought you can be mechanech on the mizbech with any avodos and mechanechas, any avodah. Be makar of any karbonos. The Mishnah says no, only the beginning of the avodah, only Talmud Shol Shach. But what is the Mishnah coming lapuket by the menorah? So it sounds like here from the Mishnah, like the Rambam, that you have two hadlakas a day, more than one hadlak, means two hadlakas a day. And the Mishnah insists they mechanechas hamener ela the hadlakas haneres bein ha'abayim. So the Mishnah sounds like that Rambam, but the kasha is, from that Mishnah you see that what the Or Gadol said is wrong. No, the Or Gadol claims they won the war on Chav Hei, the Rambam says they won the war on Chav Hei Kislev, on Chav Hei Kislev, and then they lit the Neiris on Chav Hei. What Neiris did they light on Chav Hei? The Neiris for Leil Chavav. So why do we light Leil Chav Hei? We should light the beginning of Chanukah Shri Ner Chavav. Leil Chavav we should light. So why do we light Leil Chav Hei? So the Or Gadol says, because the Rambam Mishitosah, they have a hadlaka bayom. But you can't have, the Gemara said before, they made a new menorah. Make a new menorah, you have to be mechanechet. So why were they mechanechet? Yeah, a mechanechet has a menorah, but hadlaka bein arbayim. So that's what Shver with this
step. So
good, so why do we light Leil Chav Hei? We should light Leil Chav
Hei.
But bein arbayim is still Chav Hei,
no? Still is Chav Hei, so that's what we should light. We should light late in the afternoon a Chav Hei into Chav Hav, that it should burn the Leil Chav Hav. The Vilna Gaon says you light with Shkia. The Vilna Gaon passes like the Tosfos and Zvachim that you light with Shkia, and it burns into the night like it did in the Beis Hamikdash. It lit right before Shkia and it burned into the night. So we should light right with Shkia and it should burn into the night. So why do we light Leil Chav Hei into the night? We should light Chav Hav into the night.
Because maybe because the Nitzachon was on Chav Hei, so Zegon Nitzachon.
Could be.
Then you should light it a day later.
And that day they lived Hadlaka Shal Yom, and then they did another Hadlaka Balala. So since they did a Hadlaka Biyom Chav Hei, so we make a Hadlaka orally on Chav Hei, Zeche to the Hadlaka that they had in the Beis HaMikdash on Chav Hei. They had Chav Hei, so we have Chav Hei.
So why can't you say the same thing that they had Chav Hei Bein Arbayim? So we'll have
Chav Hei. No, but if they had Chav Hei Bein Arbayim, in order that it should burn Leil Chav Hav, so then we should only have Hadlaka Leil Chav Hav. That's the Kasha that they use. So you have to make some kind of a combination of cheshbon over here to explain according to the Rambam that is why do we light the Neiris on Leil Chav Hei. The Beis Yosef has a famous kash, and the later Achronim point out that the Miri already has the kash and gives all the same answers as the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef has a kash. If the Gemara says that there was only enough oil to light for one day, and a nes occurred and the oil lasted for 8 days, so really for one day there was no nes, there was only a nes for 7 additional days, so why do we celebrate Chanukah for 8 days? Should only be celebrated for 1 day. So one obvious answer was for the Nitzach and Amacham, okay. And then the other 7 days is because of the Nes. Could be. And then the Beis Yosef has another two answers. Has another two famous answers. One answer he gives is that they divided the oil into 8 parts. Because they knew that it's going to take so many days, it's going to take 4 days of travel, the Rambam describes. Why did the Nes cause the oil to last for 8 days? Kaha, what's that? Why not 4 days? Why not 10 days? So the Rambam explained why in Hilchos Chanukah. He assumes a premise that Hashem Yisbarach doesn't make nisim shelo l'tzorach. He only makes a nes. He's only mishana teva when it's necessary. It's time to show that he's a knacker. That he can, if he wants to, just they ask him to make a nes, push a button, make a nes. He's not going to do like that. So the Baruch Hu made a nes that the oil should burn for 8 days up the Rambam, because that's how long it took them to travel to the place to get oil, to squeeze out the oil, and to bring it back to the Beis HaMikdash and the Shem and Tohar. So since it took 8 days, and on the 9th day they knew that it would be enough oil, so the Rabban Shlom made a nes that this oil that they had should burn for all the 8 days. That's how the Rambam explained why the nes was for 8 days. So the Beis Yosef suggests, and the Miri has the same answer also. Miri has the same three answers. this Yosef suggests that maybe since they knew in advance that they're not going to have oil till the ninth day, and this oil is going to have to last for 8 days, so rather than use up all the oil on the first day and have a hafsaka of 7 days with no hadlaka at all, they divided the oil up l'chatchila in eight parts. Not that they knew there was going to be a nest. They figured, like the Rambam explained, they figured it's going to take 8 full days till they're going to start, till they'll be able to bring the new oil, Shem and Tor. So they divided the oil up into 8 parts, and every day they only put in 1/8 of the oil. So on the first day there wasn't really enough in the menorah even to burn for one night. And then Hashem made a nest, and it burned the whole night. So this is the kasha that the Achronim ask, are you allowed to? No, not in some kumala. They didn't rely on any nest. They thought it was only going to last for part of the night. They thought it was only going to last for part of the night, but they chose to do 8 mitzvahs impartially. To do 8 mitzvahs, each one a chatzi shir. Right? The mitzvah is that you have to put in so much oil that it burns the whole night. So they chose to do 8 mitzvahs, each one impartially, rather than partially, rather than to do one full mitzvah. So the tell is, what do you mean? The guy's going to be half of his eyes at matzah. There's no mitzvah at all. The mitzvah, you have to have the full shear. You have to have so much oil that it should burn. Kol ha'layla. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. You have to put in so much oil that it should burn. Kol ha'layla. So what kind of a partial kima mitzvah is there over here? So the pasuk can point out, in the Hilchas Pesach, the Shari Tshuva, next to the Beheter, has a discussion of this. What if a fellow doesn't have a full kezayis of shemur matzah? He only has a half of kezayis. Should he eat what he has? But he's saying, no, why should he waste his time? There's no kima mitzvah at all in doing the mitzvah of chatzis shir. So they quote, the Achronim have a whole literature on this. They quote, the Gemara has in the end of Yuma, the last parak, Machlekes HaBiachon HaShlokish, where the chatzis shir is asa manator, mutar manator by Yisurim. Treifus, let's say. Either chatzis shir or chazifas. Is that an Issa Derais or is that an Issa Derabon? So Rabbi Yochanan holds, and that's how we passkin, like Rabbi Yochanan against HaShlokish, that it's an Issa Derais. So some Achranim say that since he said Chatzis Shir Asman HaTorah with respect to Isurim, so who are the Nami with respect to Mitzvah? So if you do a Mitzvah with Chatzis Shir, you have a partial Kima Mitzvah. There's a Mikzah's Kima Mitzvah. Alright, so the question is, so if on Leil Pesach you only have a half Kazayis HaMatzah, and toss up this, should I eat it? Or should I just eat potatoes? Should I not bother to eat the half Kazayis? So the answer will be, eat the half Kazayis. It's better to eat the half Kazayis than to eat nothing. You'll have a partial Kima Mitzvah, but it still doesn't follow this conclusion that the Beis Yosef said, that it's better to fulfill 8 mitzvahs of the Chatzis Shir rather than to do 1 mitzvah properly. That's still a big jump. That's still a big Chiddush Nifla, you can bring Zach Shtar. But that's what the Beis Yosef said, that they divided the oil up into 8 parts. And each night they only put in a little bit of oil. The Achronim though have a Shtar Kikashe on this Beis Yosef. But Menachem Zemba has a little safer. Menachem Zemba was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. It was a big Goyen Abdi. He wrote so many ksavim, so many beautiful, beautiful streets, and they were all burned by the Nazis. It was all destroyed. When they burnt down the whole Nazis, there was a ghetto. So he, very little left from him, the ksav. So he has a little sefer on Hilchos Shabbos that's called Toitzoyes Chaim. In the end of the sefer Toitzoyes Chaim, in many editions, they have his kuntres on Chanukah. So he discusses the following interesting kash. There is a Mishnah in Zvachim, Daf Pei Ches and Aleph, where the Mishnah says that when you put shemen in a kli shoreis and you want the kli shoreis to be mekadosh, you have to have kiddush kli. You have to be mekadosh the shemen in a kli before you put it into the menorah. The thing is, let's say if I'm magdish a behem, if I make a kedusha spes, I raise a chatzis, I raise a shlom. So get the kedusha saguf on mizbeach, so you makir it on the mizbeach. But if you have shemen or yayin the nisochin or solus lemenachas, you have flour that you want to use as a mincha, you can't just say harei ze mincha l'ashem, harei ze nesochem l'ashem, with the kedushas peh, the long peh get a kedushas damim l'mizbeach. It doesn't get the kedushas aguf l'mizbeach, it's not roi l'akrova unless you give it a kedushas kli shoris. You have to put it in a kli shoris. So the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Daf Pei Ches, that the kli shoris are not mekachim elo meleim, only if you have the full shear. If you put in a chatzis shear of shemen and a kli shoris, the kli shoris won't be mekadosh. So he asks this kasha. So Nachum Zemer quotes a kasha that a lot of Achronim discussed. A lot of other Achronim discussed the kasha also. The recent Achronim in the last 100 years. People about this kasha. How could they have put in a chatzis shir of shemen if the din is that kli shoris are not mekadoshim chatzis shir? So Li'olam, this kasha is not so shtar. put the oil into a flea, the whole flea was full. And then just pour a little bit into the no, that's not kasha. But I didn't say the kasha over right. The kasha runs as follows. That's the answer to that kasha. That's a cloth kasha. The kasha is as follows. The Gemara says, when you pour the oil into the menorah, the Gemara says the menorah is also flea shara. And the menorah, and it has a base kibul, we pour the oil in. So the base kibul of the neiros, the cups that hold the oil, serves as a klisharis to be mekadish the oil that you put into it. And therefore the Gemara says, if you put the mincha into it, if you put some yayin into the top of the menorah, it will also be mekadish. The menorah is a regular klisharis. So if you fill it up with something other than oil, it will also be mekadish like a regular klisharis. So the Gemara derives that from the fact that the menorah is mekadish the Shem. But the question is, there's another Gemara. The Gemara says Mefurish and Menachos that they used to have a special kli. In Perek Shtei Midos, there's a Perek in the end of Menachos that's called Shtei Midos. It talks about all the different measuring cups that they had in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, there was a special measuring cup that had a Chati Luk Shemen, when you cut it to Shemen, in a special kli before you pour it into the Menorah. So then, according to the Ramah, now according to the Rav Mishon, they'll leave it and then they'll rekindle it at night. So the Yom says, but Nidashan Apsilo and Nidashan Hashemen, Al Pidin. Since they filled up the whole thing at night, and Al Pidin, it's Oysa Desh and it's Oysa Ikul, it's considered as if they had been fully Mekayim the Mitzvahs Hadlokeh on all of the contents of that Kli. So how can they reuse it again a second time? That's the Kash. No, Stami, he holds us in Ishkin Kash. If they have big to pull the money. So I didn't really fully understand why it was so shred. If I would be there, if I would have the presence of mind, if I would be there, I mean, now looking in retrospect, I can think, I would think that if they come in the morning and they see that Hashem is both made a nest in Hashemayim, if it's nika that it's a nest, that only 1/8 burnt, that means that was all that was intended to be burnt in the first place. They thought that they're going to be, they intended to burn up the whole container full. But then it's a glory Muslim afreya, that the Rabban Shalom did a nest, it's a glory Muslim afreya, that the only amount that was intended to be burnt this night was only 1/8. So the rest was never intended in the first place. So the Chari can't say that it's always a desh. Supernatural answer? I don't think it's a supernatural answer. I think it's a balabat, so they don't say this, sir. They give fancy things. Okay. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. What's the point? No shiur on time.